KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear and 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny and breezy here today with a high around 38. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Topping Western Iowa news, officials of the Stewart Police Department report officers with the department assisted agents with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, Guthrie County Sheriff's deputies, Iowa State Patrol officials, and the Iowa State Fire Marshal's Office in seizing several illegal firearms and a large amount of explosive material Wednesday. The items were taken from a house in rural Guthrie County, but no other details were immediately released. News time is 7:07.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Authorities in Kansas have identified a 42-year-old Iowa man, a fugitive who was fatally shot by a farmer in south central Kansas. Sumner County, Kansas Sheriff Darren Chambers said Joseph LeMasters of Creston was wanted in that state for a probation violation stemming from drug charges. Kansas authorities began searching for LeMasters after he left his ID at the Kansas Turnpike toll booth on Monday, apparently to retrieve money to pay the toll, and that's when authorities learned he was wanted in Iowa. LeMasters ran into a wooded area and was spotted by a farmer. Farmer said he opened fire after LeMasters jumped out from a pile of feed sacks and threatened to kill him. The sheriff said the shooting was in self-defense, and he does not expect the farmer to be charged. No injuries were reported after an SUV slammed into a store Wednesday afternoon in Clarinda. According to police, 81-year-old Neva Humphrey of Clarinda was driving a 2010 Ford Escape when her foot slipped off the brake and onto the accelerator. The mishap resulted in her SUV slamming into a brick wall of the Dollar General store at 200 East Glenn Miller Drive. The accident, which happened at around 1 p.m. Wednesday, caused $1,000 damage to the SUV, but about $14,000 damage to the store's wall. There were no citations issued. Two people were arrested this morning on drug charges in Red Oak following the execution of a search warrant at a residence in the 1500 block of North 2nd Street. 22-year-old Devin Alexander Davis of Red Oak was arrested on three counts of delivery of marijuana, possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, two counts of a drug tax stamp violation, and possession of a Schedule II narcotic with the intent to deliver. 38-year-old Anthony Dean Gregory, also of Red Oak, was arrested for possession of marijuana, third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Davis was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond, while Gregory's bond was set at $5,000. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest on Tuesday of 38-year-old Tommy Auten of Atlantic. Auten was taken into custody on a district court warrant associated with his failure to appear for a child support hearing. He was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Atlantic's Police Department reports the arrest Tuesday evening of a Lennox man on a felony identity theft and forgery charges. According to Chief John Huggins, a Lennox police officer, along with a deputy with the Taylor County Sheriff's Office, arrested 45-year-old Rosario Rivera of Lennox at his home. A warrant for Rivera's arrest was obtained by the Lennox Police Department as a result of an ongoing investigation. The charges allege Rivera had previously gained employment and again attempted to obtain employment by using forged documents and a false name. Rivera was transported to the Ringgold County Jail, where he was being held on $10,000 bond. State inspectors have temporarily closed the Taylor County Jail in Bedford. A sheriff's dispatcher told KJAN the condition of the jail's north wall has compromised the safety and security of the facility. The jail was closed Monday after problems were discovered with the furnace, and that came on the heels of an inspection that took place late last week. The inspection revealed a big gap between the ceiling and a wall on the north side of the more than 100-year-old facility. Anyone arrested in Taylor County will have to be transported either to Adams County in Corning or the Ringgold County Jail in Mount Air to be held until the Taylor County Jail is repaired. KJAN News Time, 7:11.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
In the funeral announcements, Roy Schilling, age 79 of Aspinwall, died Sunday. Funeral services for Roy Schilling will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Viola Dowd of Stockton, California, died February 25th. Interment for Viola Dowd will be today at 11 o'clock at the Greenwood Cemetery in Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Frederick Reichel, age 85 of Erling, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Frederick Reichel will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Betty Eileen Johnson, age 97, of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ron Norton Raymond Posh, age 57, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Ron Posh will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Martinus Irving Christensen, age 88 of Newton and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. A memorial service for Martinus Christensen will be held on Saturday at the Pence Tribute Center in Newton. Pence Reese Funeral Home in Newton has the arrangements. Ronald D. Nielsen, age 88, a resident of the Heritage House in Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ron Nielsen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Warren Tibbles, age 92, of Omaha and formerly of Carson, died Sunday. Funeral services for Warren Tibbles will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Carson. Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson has the arrangements. Fern Nelson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Fern Nelson will be on Saturday at 2:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Beverly Kunkel, age 84 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Beverly Kunkel will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Scott Shook, age 42 of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Scott Shook will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Guthrie Center High School Gym. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. Dale Fredrickson, age 83 of Elkhorn, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dale Fredrickson are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Elkhorn. Annabelle Peterson, age 89 of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Annabelle Peterson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ray Wingle, age 84 of Manila, died Wednesday. Services for Ray Wingle are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. That is a check of the news brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson reporting.